I only know how to teach myself. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I only know how to teach myself. So many times we like to play the role of teacher or sharer or guide to other people. And as parents, we like to play that role too. We want to be a teacher to our children. We want to be a guide to them. We want to show them the way. We want to open the pathways of understanding to them, to allow them to enter into the greatness that they are. And we think this is just so wonderful, so good for us to do. Well, how about that? Think about that. Think about how we act and how we are. I only know how to teach myself. So many times we like to just be wisdom and knowledge for others, and it falls flat on its face. It just does not accomplish our goal. And we think, well, now, what have I done wrong? I mean, I have been working like this for a long time and teaching and sharing like this for a long time, and then all of a sudden, nothing took place. There is no transference of information. There is no transference of imagination, of delight, or of the willingness and eagerness to learn. They just are not good students anymore. Or is it that I'm just not a good teacher anymore? I only know how to teach myself. And really, this is so true. I only know how to teach myself. What is it that I want to teach? What is it that I want to share? What is it that I want to be? That's the true question. What made Einstein a great professor that he was? Well, he liked teaching, and he liked sharing, and he liked telling people many wonderful things. But what he did was he lived what he taught. His greatness was not so much in his matter of communication and his ability to relate to students and to relate to other people, but his ability and his genius lay in his ability to relate to himself. Because he listened to his divine inner self, and he responded to that in every positive, perfect way. And he wrote down what he heard, and he listened to what he heard, and he taught it to himself. He asked himself the questions. He was continually looking into his own consciousness and into his own mind to find out what it was that he needed to know and that he wanted to know to help him to fulfill his desire for information. Now, what makes a good teacher? What makes a good teacher is that a good teacher is someone who is constantly learning themselves, is constantly opening their inner pathways to the illumination that they would seek for others to have. And this does not make them a good teacher, but it makes them a person that others look upon and say, that's beautiful, that's wonderful. I like the way he's looking into his mind, and he is not just taking what comes from the worldly thoughts that he's had so long, but he's taking what comes from that divine inner depth of him, that comes from a source that seems unlimited, and truly it is unlimited. And as we all listen to that inner self, we know what to do. A mother will be standing there talking to her child, and the child will get exasperated and say, "Mother, what is it? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to act? Don't you understand? I don't know what to do. Tell me, Mother, what am I supposed to do?" And the mother looks at the child and closes her eyes for a moment and asks herself, what is she supposed to do? And then she opens her eyes and she says, "Son, I can't tell you what to do. I can't tell you how to act. I can only say to you, this is what I would do if I were facing what you're facing. If I were facing this neighbor group who want to do things that I don't want to do, and I'd like to have them as friends, but I don't want to do what they're doing, then I would just say to him, friends, I love you, I think you're wonderful, but that's not the way I act. And I've nothing against you doing whatever you want to do, but for me, it's something that I don't choose to do. So, when you guys are playing my games again, I'll see you later. And go your way. But Mom, then I wouldn't have any friends. No, you'd be surprised the friends that would come to you because you stand on what you believe. And the mother was listening to herself saying this, and then she thought to herself, my goodness, I should do that with the ladies that I'm playing cards with. I should do that with the grocer at the store when he wants to give me an extra coupon because I'm such a nice person and I haven't deserved that coupon. I haven't earned it. I bought a product and said for each product you get one coupon, and he wanted to give me two because he thought I was so nice, and I was taking the two because I thought, gee, something for nothing. And I gave away my integrity when I took something for nothing. Ooh! Yes, we listen to ourselves. We are our own inner teachers. We know who we are. I only know how to teach myself. And so when I speak to my son and I say, son, this is how I would respond in a situation like that. You have to do for yourself what is right for you, but this is how I would respond. And we don't go around telling people that they should do this and they should do that and they should act in this way and they should act in that way. We merely say, this is how I would respond. Or, this is by our very responding to it, we are giving them an opportunity to look upon us as a role model, as someone who is an example of what they'd like to be, the big brother or big sister, someone who shows the way by how we live our life, by how we listen to the teacher within. I only know how to teach myself because that's the only thing that's important to me. My own life is the only thing that's important to me. It's the only thing that has any value. I only know how to teach myself. Many teachers, many people will come up to teachers and say, teacher, how do you do this? How do you do that? And the teacher will say, you do this and you do that. And the child gets a little irritated sometimes. Now, if the teacher would say, and many do, now this is how I would do it. If I were working on this problem, I'd go back and say, now, what is my fundamentals? What is the basis of the problem? And then I'd say, now, the basis of the problem is this. And then I go from here to the fulfillment of the problem. And the teacher would tell the child completely what its way of looking at it is. But if the teacher tells the child completely what the way it's looking at it, the child will have the answer, and they haven't come to it themselves. Oh, yes. The teacher tells the child, this is how I would look at it. Now, if the child, if the student says, ah, that's a good way to look at it, I will look at it that way too, then true learning has taken place within the child, because the student, the child, has determined that that is a good way to look at it. Now, the sheriff, the teacher, may have said this in class, may have said this to the students many, many, many times, but until the teacher says, this is how I would do it, this is how I would look at it, and this is how perhaps other scientists, other people in the field have looked at it, but this is how I would look at it, and this is how I would draw this conclusion. And that is such a humble, beautiful, wonderful, sharing role model way that the student is just bound to learn and grow and expand. And truly, a true teacher is a true role model. And I only know how to teach myself. And I'm a role model to myself. Yes, I'm a role model to myself. I only know how to teach myself. And I am a role model to myself. I am a living example of what I would teach. I am a living example of who I am. Of course, I have to be that way. And is that living example what I would like others to follow? What I would like others to see? Is that living example that I am what I would like others to be in my world? And that's the question. And the only answer is, I only know how to teach myself. Practice this if you like, and see the great miracle that comes out of it. Because the most exquisite teachers on earth are the most exquisite role models. The most exquisite teachers on earth are the most exquisite role models. And those who follow that teacher do so in delight, do so with great enthusiasm, and do so developing within themselves great brilliance that was always there. Ha ha! I'm a role model for myself. I love it too. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.